So if you look around you and you really just think about the basics, go to the fundamentals of life, you should be able to see the hologram. You should be able to see it. Look around. You'll see red versus blue everywhere. You see the repeat. You go to work. You go home. You eat. You sleep. Take a shower. Brush your teeth. You repeat the cycle. The people before you died. The people after you died. So that means you're going to die. And somebody's going to get your house and your car and your money and your stuff. And some people will use it wisely and some won't. The couch or chair or bed that you're sitting on or laying on has cloth. Cloth goes back to the clergy. The cloth. Clerical. But the cloth that you're sitting on is a fabric and it's thread and it has patterns. Even if it's not some kind of pattern color, each thread is a pattern in and of itself, a row, a column, a pattern, a weft, a weave back and forth to weave a pattern. That's why they call it the fabric of space-time, because the fabric of space-time is a pattern. It's a hologram. And the word hologram means holy writ. It means completely written by one hand. Holographic. So when God wrote this compilation, it's completely written. What patterns do you see in this compilation? What patterns do you see in this created order? What patterns do you see in this 3D version of the Bible? What do you see around you? You see night and day, flesh versus spirit. You see the head and the body. You see buildings, the body of Christ. I'm showing you the types and shadows. You see reproduction, human reproduction, but you also see farming reproduction, you see industrial reproduction, you see movie reproduction, you see sound reproduction, you see reproduction in everything. And what are you reproducing? You're reproducing the same story that happened at the cross. You're just living it out day by day. So you look around the trees, there's patterns. The cats, the dogs, they all follow a pattern. Women follow a pattern. Men follow a pattern. God created patterns. The program of God is what? To give out the gospel. Program. Pro-G-Ram, the ram caught in the thicket. G is Golgotha. Pro means toward. So the program of God is what? To preach and to push people towards the Lamb on the cross. It is finished by faith. So you look at a tree and look at it. Just think about a tree. Or a plant in general. A tree is upright, it's faithful, it's true. Really, just think about a tree. It's leaving the earth plane, the horizontal plane, and it's going up. It's leaving the horizontal plane and it's upright. It's moving upward. How do you move upward? By faith. Tree, true, faithful, faith. It's the same, full of faith. Faithful is full of faith. So you just look around you. look at the sky. It's blue. Where do you find blue? In the Old Testament, they put blue fringes on to represent the law. Why would the sky be blue? The reason the sky would be blue is because you're still in the flesh, in the clay body, and you're under blue letter law in the flesh. If you're saved, you're seated in the heavenlies, but you're under blue letter law. Why is the sun yellow when you look through? I know it's white, but it looks yellow at times. We know the sun is white, but it looks yellow at certain times. Why? Well, white is the righteousness of Christ. Yellow goes back to the cross, because when you pull up to a stop sign or a stoplight, it's green, yellow, and red. When you swipe your card, it's green, yellow, red. When you look out, a tree, I saw one of these little, I took a picture of it, one of these little helicopter things that fall off the tree. It was red. It was dying. It was red. The leaves are green. They turn yellow. Then they turn red. Grass, everything follows that pattern. A piece of metal, whether it's a nail or a screw, turns rusty red, reddish brown rust. So you got green, yellow, and red in nature. You see the same pattern with the trees, the grass, the bushes. Their green shoots goes to yellow, goes to red. Cain is green, the old reptilian nature. Got to go through the cross, which is yellow, to get under the blood, which is Abel. Cain versus Abel. Cain is the AI machine man, the flesh. Cain is living in anger and wrath and bitterness because Cain wants to go his own way, but God had a sacrifice. And Abel went. Cain wanted his own works. Abel did what God said and did a blood sacrifice. It had nothing to do with his works. See, Cain was a tiller of the land. He wanted to bring an offering of his land, his works, right? And so the pattern holds. The whole devil system is a works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. They want you to climb some kind of totem pole to be good enough to get back to God, but you'll never reach God in your own works. You appropriate by faith. This is where the devil, you know, if you look at, you look up the word hat trick, right? It's a threefold situation. And what Jesus did at the cross was way more than a hat trick. The devil was tricked. He thought he knew. He didn't know it was going to be faith alone. He thought it was a works-based system. It was a mystery. The church has a mystery. This mystery was hid for many thousands of years. That it's faith alone and Jesus alone. And so, long story short, all you have to do is look around you. There's patterns everywhere. The paint, the plywood, the floor joists, the ceiling joists, the electrical. Everything's done by pattern. Architect, drafting, math. Everything follows a pattern. Series in math. Physics, science. Everything follows a pattern. Rock formations. You can find a pattern in everything. And so, the dirt has a pattern. The sand has a pattern. Rocks. So you see the sand, the dirt. So let's just break it back down to the basics. You came from the clay. You're clay. You're going back to the ground. Your body's going to go down in the grave 6 foot under, right? Number six. Why do they bury you 6 foot under? Because it's the letter F. Man's number is six. Why is a cube six-sided? And from your fingertip to your forearm is called a cubit, because you're the cube, you're in a cube. It's a reflecting pond. It's like being in the elevator. You're in a cube. Everything that you give out comes back. And so this cube reflecting pond that you're in is based on the heart of man. And the earth groans. The earth groans waiting for the sons of God to make an appearance, because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked and man needs a new heart, because this earth is going to be a responder. It's going to be a reflection of the heart of man. If you take the word earth and you do the anagram, you see ear. You also see H-E-A-R here. You see T-H as ether. You see heart. You see T-E-A-R, tears. You also see T-A-R-E, tears. The earth is full of tears and tears. It's the earth, is the realm that you hear with. The seed of the Word of God is outside of the earth plane, but it penetrates down here to try to, God is trying to penetrate your heart with the truth, with the seed of the Word. And that's why your eye gate, your mouth, your ear, all these objects are derivatives from the spirit plane to try to hit you and cause a birthing, a born again experience, a new birth, to get a new heart. And so, long story short, here's what I'm saying. If you look at the basics of nature, what do you see? You see patterns. If you see patterns, somebody had to make it. The Bible makes it clear, it's going to all burn up. It's temporary. If it's temporary, it's going to burn up. It's patterns. It's like a compilation. The culmination of the age. God has a compilation. He's writing a book. If his word settled in heaven and you're judged by a book, that means you're in a book. If you can only be judged by what you're a part of. You're in a script. Your script. Scripture. You're in a role. Scroll. You're doing your role in the scroll. You're in a book and you're going to be judged. The books are going to be open. The types and shadows are clear. The typology is clear. It is written. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Jesus left eternity, came down into space-time. Time is a repeat. Time is not linear. It's a simulation. It's a simulation. You know it's a simulation because it's all going to burn up. The only thing that's going... Look. Everything's going to burn up down here. 3D is going to burn up. It's going to be renovated. God is a spirit. And He spread the seed out. And He had to give you a vessel to swim with, because you're swimming in the ether of the Word. And you had to have a ship, a body ship, a clay vessel to swim in the ether of the Word. You're in the Word. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. God's Word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, marrows, and discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. You're in the Word. His Word was written. That's why Jesus came down and He followed the script to the T, because the T is the cross. That's why it's called that. The script is ripped from the T. Jesus followed His script to the T. We all have a role in the scroll, in your script, scripture, and that's all it is. And walking in the Spirit is the secret. And walking in the Spirit is not a works-based system, but it's a daily dying. It's walking in the Spirit, keeping short accounts. What is walking in the Spirit? Love and truth. It's not keeping some kind of rule. It's not keeping some kind of law or regulation. It's a new heart. It's a new way of thinking. It's to love your neighbor as yourself. The royal law is really walking in the Spirit. Walking in truth, walking in agape. If everything is a pattern, this thing was created. The cosmos was created. Cosmos, C-O-S-M-O-S. Together, the letter S is integrating your water vessel back. C is agape, OS is operating system, M is water, OS is operating system. So the operating system, the cosmos, is in your water vessel to walk in agape. The letter C is a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity, which goes back to agape love. The cosmos plan is to take your water vessel and to renovate it to where you walk in love and truth. That's what's happening. The universe is one turn. The galaxy, the gal-axe, is the birthing, cutting. Axe is like cutting. Gal, the milk-y way, milking out the spirit way. Gal-axe is the birthing by cutting you back into the spirit. Gal-axe, milk-y way. Jesus is the way. Teaching you to walk the way, teaching you to be cut back into the spirit. The cosmos operating system, OS, is C and M. M is water, C is love, agape love. So the cosmos is to teach you how to walk in love in this water vessel. It's a sacrificial, redemptive system. It repeats every moment of every day. It's a training program. Again. You fail, you stumbled. Get up, do it again. Get up, do it again. And what you finally realize, say, well, I can't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I can't do it, but He can do it through you. That's the secret. That's the secret of the cosmos. The secret is to walk in love and truth in your water vessel. C is love. M is water vessel. OS is operating system. And so, if you can grasp that concept, you can understand that this is just a simulated training program to move you towards that spirit walk. To milk it out. You're milking out the way. You're milking out your path.